communicating clearly in group chats and online forums. In today's fast-paced digital world, group chats and online forums have become essential tools for collaboration, networking, and community building. Whether you're coordinating a team project on Slack, engaging in a professional discussion on LinkedIn, or participating in a hobbyist thread on Reddit, the ability to communicate clearly in these spaces is critical. Misunderstandings can arise quickly due to the absence of vocal tone and body language, leading to frustration or conflict. This comprehensive guide explores the art of communicating clearly in group chats and online forums, offering actionable strategies to ensure your messages are understood, respected, and effective. Why clear communication matters in digital conversations. Unlike face-to-face interactions, digital communication lacks nonverbal cues like facial expressions and gestures, which often clarify intent. In group chats and forums, a poorly worded message can be misinterpreted, spark unnecessary debates, or even derail a conversation. Clear communication builds trust, fosters collaboration, and saves time by reducing back-and-forth clarifications. It's especially vital in professional settings where miscommunication can impact productivity or relationships. As online interactions continue to dominate personal and professional spheres, mastering this skill is no longer optional, it's a necessity. Understand your audience and platform. Before typing a single word, consider who you're addressing and the platform you're using. Is this a casual group chat with friends on WhatsApp, or a formal discussion on a platform like Microsoft Teams? Each platform has its own culture and expectations. For instance, emojis might be acceptable in informal chats but could seem unprofessional in a work-related forum. Tailoring your tone and style to fit the context is key to being understood. If you're new to a group or forum, take a moment to observe the ongoing conversations. Notice how others communicate. Are messages brief or detailed? Are there specific rules or guidelines? Adapting to the group's norms helps your messages blend seamlessly while still standing out for their clarity. For deeper insights into tailoring your approach to different online environments, check out this guide on how to introduce yourself professionally online. First impressions in digital spaces can set the tone for all future interactions. Be concise yet comprehensive. One of the biggest challenges in group chats and forums is striking the balance between brevity and detail. Walls of text can overwhelm readers, while overly short messages might lack necessary context. Aim to be concise while including all relevant information. Break longer messages into smaller paragraphs or bullet points for readability. For example, instead of writing a long-winded explanation, summarize your point and use bullets to list supporting details. This structure not only makes your message easier to scan but also ensures key points aren't buried in dense text. In fast-moving group chats, brevity is even more critical. People often skim messages, so lead with your main idea. If you're proposing a meeting time, start with, "Can we meet at 3 p.m. today?" before adding details like, "I've checked everyone's availability, and this seems to work best." This approach captures attention immediately and sets the stage for further discussion. Use clear and specific language. Ambiguity is the enemy of clear communication. Vague phrases like "soon" or "let's talk later" can lead to confusion, especially across time zones or schedules. Instead, use precise language. "I'll follow up by 5 p.m. today," or "can we discuss this during tomorrow's meeting at 10 a.m. Specificity eliminates guesswork and keeps conversations on track. Additionally, avoid jargon unless you're certain everyone understands it. If you must use technical terms, provide a brief explanation or link to a resource. Clarity also means avoiding sarcasm or humor that might not translate well in text. Without tone of voice, a playful jab could be read as criticism. When in doubt, err on the side of straightforwardness. Say what you mean, and mean what you say. Leverage formatting tools for emphasis. Most chat apps and forums offer formatting options like bold, italics, or bullet points. Use these sparingly to highlight important information. For instance, if you're sharing action items in a group chat, format them as a numbered list to make responsibilities clear. If a deadline is approaching, bold it with a phrase like, "Submit reports by Friday, 5 p.m. Formatting draws the eye to critical details, reducing the chance of oversight. However, don't overdo it. Excessive formatting can make your message look cluttered or desperate for attention. Use these tools as enhancers, not gimmicks, to maintain a professional tone in your communication. Practice active listening in digital spaces. Communication isn't just about sending messages, it's about receiving and responding to them. Active listening in group chats means reading messages carefully before replying. Too often, people skim a thread and respond without fully understanding the context, leading to repetitive questions or irrelevant answers. Take the time to scroll back if you've missed earlier parts of the conversation. Acknowledge others' contributions by referencing their points, such as Sarah mentioned, I agree that we should prioritize X. This shows respect and keeps the discussion cohesive. Active listening also involves asking clarifying questions if something isn't clear. A simple "can you elaborate on that?" prevents assumptions and demonstrates engagement. For tips on navigating complex online discussions, explore this post on the best ways to communicate effectively on social media. Manage tone and emotion carefully. Text-based communication can easily distort emotions. A message meant to be neutral might come across as cold or abrupt, while enthusiasm might read as overbearing. Be mindful of how your words could be perceived. Use softeners like "I think" or "in my opinion" to avoid sounding authoritative unless that's your intent. If you're frustrated, take a moment before responding. Emotions can escalate quickly in group chats, especially when others misinterpret your tone. If a discussion becomes heated, strive to de-escalate by focusing on facts rather than personal opinions. Phrases like "I understand your perspective," and "here's my view" can maintain civility. Remember, once a message is sent, it's out there for all to see. Choose your words with care. Respect time and boundaries. Group chats, especially for work, can blur the line between personal and professional time. Avoid sending non-urgent messages late at night or during weekends unless the group has agreed on 24/7 availability. If you must send a message outside typical hours, acknowledge it with a note like, "Sorry for the late message, please respond when convenient." Respecting others' time builds goodwill and ensures your messages are received positively. In forums, respect the community's rules. Off-topic posts or self-promotion can annoy members and diminish your credibility. Always read the guidelines, often pinned or in a sidebar, before contributing. Staying relevant and considerate enhances your reputation as a communicator. Handle conflicts with diplomacy. Disagreements are inevitable in group discussions, but they don't have to derail communication. Address conflicts directly yet tactfully. Avoid public call-outs instead, use private messages if possible to resolve personal issues. In a public thread, focus on the issue, not the person. "I have a different take on this strategy, here's why I think X might work better." This keeps the conversation constructive. If tensions rise, suggest taking a step back or moving the discussion offline. Diplomacy prevents small misunderstandings from becoming major disputes, preserving the group's dynamic. For more on managing tough conversations, see this article on managing communication overload, which offers strategies for staying calm under pressure. Use technology to enhance clarity. Modern tools can significantly improve how you communicate in digital spaces. Features like threaded replies, available on platforms like Slack and Discord, allow you to respond to specific messages, keeping discussions organized. File sharing options eliminate lengthy explanations. Upload a document or screenshot to provide context instantly. Voice notes or quick video messages can also add a personal touch when text feels insufficient, though always ask if the group is open to these formats. Embrace technology to streamline communication, but don't rely on it as a crutch. Overusing features or ignoring group preferences can create clutter. Learn how to balance tech with traditional communication skills by reading Leveraging Technology for Better Communication. Build relationships through consistent engagement. Clear communication isn't just about individual messages, it's about fostering connections over time. Regular, thoughtful participation in group chats and forums builds trust. Share insights, offer help, and celebrate others' successes. These small gestures create a positive presence, making your messages more likely to be received well. In professional contexts, consistent engagement can also expand your network. Online interactions often lead to real-world opportunities if you communicate effectively. For strategies on growing your connections, explore this resource on online networking. Avoid common pitfalls. Even seasoned communicators can make mistakes in digital spaces. Here are common pitfalls to watch out for. Overloading with messages, sending multiple short texts in a row, also called spamming, can annoy group members. Combine your thoughts into one cohesive message instead. Ignoring context, replying without understanding the full thread wastes everyone's time. Always read before responding. Neglecting follow UPS, if you've asked a question or made a request, check back to ensure it's been addressed. Don't let important points slip through the cracks. Assuming tone is clear, without verbal cues, humor, or criticism can misfire. Use emojis or explicit statements, e.g., just kidding, to clarify intent when needed. Avoiding these errors keeps conversations smooth and productive. Adapt to cultural and generational differences. Group chats and forums often include diverse participants from different backgrounds, ages, and regions. Communication styles vary widely. Some cultures prioritize directness, while others value indirect politeness. Generational gaps can also influence preferences. Younger users might lean on slang and emojis, while older participants may favor formal language. Adapt by observing and mirroring the group's dominant style without losing authenticity. If unsure, default to neutral, professional language until you gauge the vibe. Sensitivity to these differences prevents unintentional offense and enhances understanding. Conclusion. Communicating clearly in group chats and online forums is a skill that pays dividends in personal and professional life. By understanding your audience, being concise yet specific, managing tone, and leveraging tools effectively, you can ensure your messages are impactful and well-received. Digital spaces may lack the warmth of face-to-face interaction, but with intentional effort, they can still foster meaningful connections and productive dialogue. Start applying these strategies today, and watch how your online interactions transform. Clear communication isn't just about avoiding misunderstandings, it's about building trust, influence, and community in every message you send.